News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
A Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, has been signed between the Transport Authority and representatives of parish councils for improvement work to be carried out on transportation centres across the island. The initiative will initially target the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, the municipality of Portmore, and the Manchester, St. Anne and St. James Parish Councils. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Murray Skye, says the programme signals the government's commitment to improving transport centres for the benefit of commuters and operators.
As we today embark on a programme of accelerated economic development in this country, an efficient transportation system is most essential. Order and predictability are critical if we are to engender increased productivity, and we must move away from the relative disorder that has dogged the sector for some time.
Dr. Guy was speaking at the launch of the Transportation Center Modernization Program in Kingston Tuesday. A new traffic ticketing system is being designed by the Ministry of National Security. The new system will prevent motorists with unpaid tickets from doing business with the government. It will move the Jamaica Constabulary Force to a fully digital platform and add to the force's crime-fighting capability through more secure and efficient means of communication. The system will also benefit from amendments to the Road Traffic Act, which will, among other things, give motorists more time to settle tickets at the tax office, as well as more options for paying traffic fines. The Ministry of Education will be paying some $11,500 per annum in tuition support for each child in a state-run place of safety come September. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says this is in addition to the payment of examination fees. He adds that this is part of the ministry's plans to promote the welfare of all children and improve the educational services in places of safety.
We are happy to provide textbooks and resource material to those children in places of safety, all of them. We pay their examination fees. As of September, we will pay $11,500 per child for tuition support. And we propose to develop a framework to treat with the educational needs, the social and psychological needs of those children.
Minister Ronald Thwaites was speaking at the Office of the Children's Advocate U-Animate Poster Competition Award Ceremony Wednesday. The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission, BGLC, plans to implement provisions to allow for mobile legal licenses. Chairman of the commission, Gary Peart, says this is with a view to reducing the number of illegal operators.
One of the biggest loopholes was the issue of mobility. So our legal licensees have to be static. So therefore, they didn't have the ability to move from one location to the next, which is what fueled a lot of the illegal underground. So that led us to the change of allowing now the legal operators to become more mobile.
Mr. Peart was speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. The commission also plans to incorporate the use of technology to facilitate telephone and text betting. And expanded access to Canadian markets is among the many benefits for the Caribbean should the Trade and Development Agreement be concluded between Canada and CARICOM this year. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator A.J. Nicholson says in October 2013, both sides agreed at the prime ministerial level that the negotiations will continue until the end of June this year.
CARICOM has been working diligently to meet this deadline and to achieve an agreement which takes account of the interests of the region, of small, vulnerable, developing countries with trade capacity constraints.
Minister Nicholson was making a statement in the Senate recently. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I am Carlene Brown.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.